well to do.
Look for a job, I suppose.
I do that every day anyway, Mum.
You haven't been from the council yet, have you?
No. But it's still February, Mum.
Yeah, keep beginning. You might as well go down though, because you just might see something down there.
I always go down. Every day I go down.
He's got no intention of getting a job, does he, at all?
No, but he never ever goes down. I bet he doesn't get up for about, well, it's 11 now, I'll give him another hour and a half. It's crap weather, isn't it? Ali works 24 hours a week in the shop, right? And then she claims family credit as well. And if Adrian works, all the benefits go under. You have to earn something like 200 quid a week to match what they're getting now.
It isn't like that.
It is.
Well, yeah, okay, I can accept that, but I think mentally,
yeah.
You know, I think, I mean, even sort of going back to college and doing a couple of A levels wouldn't alter his benefit. To do something, you know?
Yeah.
I could not live like that.
No, I couldn't.
I'd go mad, especially out there over that shopping King Stanton.
He's got his car, he's got Jamie though, you know? He's not that bad. He's got his son.
Yeah, but it's not mentally stimulating, is it? It's not.
This is quite happy enough,
isn't it? It's alright for 6 months, but when it started getting thin, oh my god, you know, I've done absolutely nothing with my life, full stop. Go down to Gateways for me.
And get what?
I want a jar of pickle.
I'll write it all down.
Not on an envelope.
Yes, can you pay for a stamp that for me, please?
Oh, you've got one then.
No, I'm going to send it. Carrying this huge piece of paper down the table.
Just going to see how much money I've got.
Normal pickle? Mum? Normal sort of pickle.
Yeah. loaf of bread.
Brown, yeah.
And half a pound of cheese.
Half a pound of cheese?
Cheese cheddar.
That'd be already weighed up into a pot, would it?
Well, no, they weigh it for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No.
There's a stamp there.
You'll be coming down, Jack. Are you? As long as you don't whinge, I'll tie you up, alright? Well.
Half a dozen apples in fish.
Six apples?
Shot. Yeah. Cheap as you can get.
Well, I don't want to get hideous sick cocks, you can see it's decent.
You won't go and spend 59 pence a pound on an apple, because I shall kill you if you do.
Well, if you're going to spend a pound, 24. Get rejects from Dorset, wormed apples from Somerset. Which shop shall I get them from then?
Eh?
You got a stamp there.
I don't give it to you.
Alright.
21 cents. I shouldn't think you'd need all of that.
I shouldn't think so either. Where did I get the apples from?
A bed shop in Market Wharf. Make sure he doesn't poo everywhere.
Oh, Mum, what do I do if he does? You know?
Pick it up in a bag.
Yeah, it's toothpaste coming out.
No, it won't. It's all right this morning. Don't you dare let him crap anywhere. Walk him around the park first. You're not allowed to poo in public places.
It's his decision, though.
It's not his decision.
It's not me to say that.
Well, I would have thought, you would have thought that that was absolutely awful. Pick it up.
Thank you.
didn't like it.
No, it looks miserable, but he used to go,
do you know what Rupert did to him once? Down the co-op, he tied him to some trolleys. Frightened the living daylights.
He ran away, he thought they were chasing him.
That's absolutely horrific, that is.
Trolley, why isn't the trolley? He was getting his back feet.
Ha. Flash even more. Yeah, it's the voice.
Wait.
Anything down Job's link there?
No.
Nothing at all.
Really? Basically, it's all rubbish. Well, not, man. Where's Rupert?
Still asleep. It's as usual, is it? I thought I've washed and ironed every single one of your t-shirts there.
Yeah.
I thought that...
It's cold out there today.
Is it?
Freezing. I'm going to go see Sophie next week, but I can't afford that really either.
And she can't afford anything for freebies anyway.
Freebies?
Well, I mean, any sort of food or anything.
She said, I'm welcome to come up.
Yeah, you're welcome to come up. She hasn't got many major.
I'm not expecting anything off her. What? Someone to sleep, am I?
Oh, would you starve?
No, I expected it could be food. No, she's like, she would.
Typical man.
I got really.
Expect her to cook me food.
But if I'm there, and I'm a guest, she's cooking for her and Mike, she can't see you or me. She?
I don't think she necessarily cooks for Martin, either.
Yes, she does. She loves to say she does, but just because she can like that, she does.
She's really adamant about not having children.
Yeah, well, she says that now.
I hope. She would it's horrible. She's actually said no way like that.
Of course she will.
No, I don't know. I mean, I can't she's see old her. Enough now to sort of have thought it out, really, isn't she? Don't you think?
Yeah, but she will. She will have what happened until she's about 30, I'd say. 35, you know? Plenty of time, isn't there?
Well, somebody does. I don't want to be an ancient granny. Nobody has any girlfriends, nothing.
You're desperate to be a granny, aren't you?
I'd love to be a granny, I really would. I would always be there for babysitting. I'd love it. But she was so absolutely adamant about it, you know. She said that she's going to be everybody's favourite aunt. No chance. She's a boring person, isn't she?
Yeah, I can understand her not wanting kids for a few years though, can't you?
Oh, I can understand that.
What a tie down that is. It's a tie down.
Don't have to tell me that.
I suppose one's not that bad.
You've got one anyway. Look, vacuum.
You've got one. The dome boy. He's jumped up for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, you see the puppy. Don't let him go. Let him go berserk. Is it? Where is it? On the wall. You caught sight of the puppy somewhere. Don't whisper at him. Don't wear it.
Front, look. Ah, so too big, yeah. But I think he's... I don't think he's misformed at all.
Misformed? That's not quite the way to say
it. Deformed.
Misformed.
Yeah, you think he's deformed, don't you?
No, I don't think he's deformed. Of course he's not deformed.
He's very, very perfect, I think. Just see him dive yesterday. The bit where he likes jumping off down the lake, they cut away a bit of the platform, so the only way he can do it is jump onto this bit of wood and then fly. And literally, he was like that, just going in mid-air, landing right on the water. He's nuts. Completely insane.
Cold for that.
No, it's boiling yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. You and Brian's mother. Brian said, not too much today, Matthew. I thought it was saying, I'll stand up. Bloody hell. I think I am.
Is that
thought.
What he says?
Yeah.
He's worse than I.
You both are. You're both sad. Don't let him go in the water. It's too cold. It's rubbish. Dogs don't feel that.
At night, he can't leave him alone. He sits and goes, hello, little chocolate like that, and jumps on him and gives him a lesson to jump. And I say, he says, no, but I can't get my hands off that dog.
Fish for tonight?
Yeah.
What is it?
Mackerel.
Yeah, he's not even awake, it's 20 past 12. I was up late today. 10 past 10, I felt guilty. What are you talking about? Wow.
Unless
he's pissed off and all that, like that.
Eh?
When he lies down like that, it means he's pissed off.
Yeah.
He's not relaxed, he's just...
That's peculiar.
Yeah, like an S shape.
What's
but...
the matter?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a sphinx, isn't it? Oh, a sphinx. Look.
Sphinx. Don't
look. Sphinx. Where is it?
He like waits that. For me to... go to bed now. I've only got a mention.
Yeah.
I've only got to mention bed. I'm going to bed now.
Oh, I'm going to bed.
And he goes, and he's up in the bed, on the bed, in a flash.
He likes it. As soon as he comes into mine or Rupert's room, he's straight up on the bed.
Yeah, you know? He makes mine on the bed. Makes it very comfy. Most dogs aren't allowed on beds.
Most dogs aren't, some dogs aren't allowed upstairs.
Most dogs aren't allowed upstairs. He's allowed to go wherever he wants, do whatever he likes.
That's right, so they shouldn't they?
See, I mean, dog hairs rise anyway, so.
Really rise?
Hair rises upstairs. I mean, a friend fell in, oh God, I wouldn't blame mine upstairs because of all the dog hairs.
Oh well.
They go up there anyway.
I don't know who it is. I don't think there's a few bloody hairs. Jack will have to do whatever he likes. Gets his own way as well. Do you want a drink, Mum?
No, thanks.
down and he goes to bed.
Right.
The
clock thing.
Not ill. Blankets, how's your house? Oh.
Keep him warm
underneath. It's got a huge radiator there.
Keep him comfy.
It's a nice little place he's got there, though, isn't it? Yeah. Mum.
What?
It's a nice little place he's got there. Why can't we get one? Don't be so stupid, Matthew. How would it get any exercise?
Yeah, but we didn't realise that half the family were going to end up on the dole, did we?
Maybe if we didn't, you'd still keep it.
Oh, of course we would. I did it, didn't I, for ages. I used to...
Yeah, I was working, I used to...
Take him out every single day. Lunch times, 2 o'clock, and I always used to take him out for an hour. I used to even give up my lunch hours so that I could come home and take the dog out. I used to blast round Courtney Park with him.
I wouldn't go that far.
He used to have a little box there, didn't he? Do you remember this little box he had? Do you remember the first night we had him? Oh.
What?
He threw me at the wall.
What?
All night. I had to sit and hold him on my lap like a baby. 3 nights that went on for.
Lightweight, get up. Yeah, you haven't had one in a minute. I've been up for ages. So we're allowed to have one. I'm reading that a minute, Ruth. You can have that, I just want to read it.
Alright. What do you want to read it for? There's nothing wrong with it.
Shut up, or I'll keep it.
There's no need to keep the bloody door open.
You're going to go to work today, Mum.
No, it's my day off.
Hey?
My day off today. Have a day off Tuesdays. All day standing up. Listen, we've got to write some letters to the poll tax people.
I'll write my own letter. Your problem's yours and mine's mine, Mum, isn't it, really?
No, I'm just saying, we all...
Have you paid yours, did
you?
I was just going to say, they can't do anything, I'm on the dole, they can't do anything, can they? They can't put me in prison.
Well, phone them up, you've got to get in contact with them, don't just ignore it. You've got to phone them up
and tell them. Rupert, phone them up, you see.
You've got to tell them.
Shut up.
What do you mean, shut up?
Oh, don't stop, please.
Don't mean to shut up. I'm telling you.
You've got to tell them.
You've got to go around saying, I can't afford that. You've got to phone them up.
Shut the door if you're going to shut it. Bring those dishes down. Thank you. Must have stayed bed all day.
It's like a ball with eyes.
What?
A ball.
Mummy made his bed.
It's true though, isn't it? I mean, I can't give him anything because I haven't got anything.
Yeah, but it is best to phone.
Yeah, I'm going to write to them.
No good writing. Phone them up. It says on that letter.
I'll say, look, I'm prepared to pay, but I have to do it just to let me do it a bit a week.
Should you have any query on this notice, you should contact the Community Charges Recovery Section.
Yeah, contact them, write to them.
No, really.
What if you've got a phone?
Balance.
pegged to everything. Pegged all over his job.
Oh, I wouldn't be the same if I wasn't mad with Ovid.
Hey? Yeah. They gave you these as well?
Yeah.
Why two lots? Iowa ones, these are.
What?
These are Iowa.
Iowa. It can't be Iowa.
Iowa.
No, it can't be if it's Iowa.
Wow, it's
there.
Japanese. It's not English. Awa. Awa. That's a thick way of saying it, isn't it? Iowa. Iowa. That's how you say it. Go down there. When? Might be able to stretch a pound. Listen. I said I might be able to stretch a pound.
Not you, have you?
Not for you, for me. We'll go down there though, shall we?
Yeah.
Just say, look, this one's broken.
It's
I know
like it.
Yeah.
He'd like to.
I don't know why I didn't get myself a telly down there.
I don't know. I was thinking... I've got to finish this off, though. Goodness.
Download this weekend, try and talk me out of buying a bike. I said, Dad, I'm going to get one, and that's the end of it. He said, yes, but you can get a push bike. I said, look, what if I'm a mile and a half from college? I'm not doing that every day.
If you also...
I want to come home or something, you know?
I'm not going to keep driving.
That's
all
it, he says,
here.
I'll get a bus. I'm not waiting.
There's no bus.
I know.
He doesn't seem to understand. Well, there is, but I mean, it'll take forever.
It's a hassle, isn't it?
Have to go to Exeter.
Bus to Exeter, then Exeter. Oh, I'm not hassling around with that.
I don't like motorbikes, mind. I'm very much against that.
No, you don't, but I mean, that's not the point, is it? The point is, I want one. I'm a good rider, so. He's only just begun.
Jack. I'm leaving alone, Matthew.
Look how compact it is, though.
You're never allowed to have a little
sleep. It's so compact.
It's only because his bed looked comfortable. Sure.
think.
He's starting to get miserable when he's not out though, isn't he? Thinking, well, I'm back now and it's shit, so I might as well go to bed.
Your bedroom needs attention some time this week. It's rather horrible.
Today? Do it in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll tidy it up, then I'll have some lunch. And then we'll go down. Yeah? Mum? It's all on my back. It's really hurting. Last night, I thought it hurt a bit. That's hurting. Right in the middle.
What have you done?
I don't know, I was riding that bike yesterday, it was alright, but I was doing that.
You probably doing that, I expect.
Where's the shaking back to that?
Oh, I don't know. In the bedroom? Is this in
How much time have you got to fill up on it?
I would have liked to have been
there. No, not the much.
What, different?
Have
you got to do a tape a day or something?
Making that silly noise, did you?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Hello.
What funny noise?
Is it on?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Just make an effort to be good on it. Yeah, if I can get a chest of drawers, even if it's rough, I'll paint it. Paint it. Yes, I'm looking forward to this now. I really am.
That's anything's better than nothing.